This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County water officials are expecting some of the driest conditions ever this summer. Orchard Mesa Irrigation District Manager Jackie Fisher says ag producers are bracing for reduced flows.
We operate within our water rights and we cooperate where we can. But this year, the reality is stark. In places like the Grand Valley, there may simply not be enough water to satisfy all rights.
The Orchard Mesa Irrigation District supplies water to 6,500 parcels and more than 9,200 acres in the Grand Valley, including agricultural water for orchards and vineyards. Amid rising energy costs, the Trump administration is proposing to scrap a program that helps low-income people heat and cool their homes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has the details.
President Trump's $1.5 trillion proposed budget says the low-income home energy assistance program, known as LIHEAP, is unnecessary because states can help prevent utility shutoffs. According to the latest Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics data, people were paying 11% more than they were a year ago for gas utilities and 4.8% more for electricity. The president has proposed cutting LIHEAP before, but the effort failed amid bipartisan support for the program. I'm Yvette Fernandez in Las Vegas with the Mountain West News Bureau.
This weekend, the DU men's hockey team won their 11th national championship at the Frozen Four. It was a 2-1 victory over Wisconsin on Saturday. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.